that I think you need to hear. I want to talk about what we're looking at for the week ahead. Let's talk about what Cody Sanchez said in the three ways or three steps to get rich. We'll talk about three important things that came out in the last 24 hours. And then finally, what is Jamie Dimon saying about economy? Folks, this is the Daily Financial News for Monday. I honestly don't know what day it is, but it's sometime in April. Let's talk about my inflation warning. First and foremost, we're going to get a CPI reading this week. It is expected to go up. It is expected to go up. That will be what we call in the industry a trend. Last month, it went up from 3.1 to 3.2. It is expected to go from 3.2 to 3.4. 1 point does not make a trend, but two does. And unfortunately, as Dan Bird and I discussed in a video that's coming out this morning, I think at noon, the inflation reading going forward has the potential to go even higher. I am very concerned about the June inflation reading. So we are getting a reading this week. There will be another one in early May. That one I'm not too concerned about because of the base effect being so wide. But then we're going to get to June. And if we get to June, and let's just say between you and I, inflation is 3.5, 3.6, what happens? Let's just play that out together because I think it is really, really important. And I think an inflation reading of 3.5 or 3.6 in June is potential. I think that will be the first time the Fed comes out and really starts to talk about possibly needing to go higher. If you watched the Daily Financial News yesterday, you know that I finally had a Fed president, Michelle Bowman, say that rates may need to go up. I unfortunately think they should have told us that in the dot plot. They did not. They missed the opportunity. But thankfully, Michelle is saying that now. And if we get to June, we will start to talk about no cuts in 2024 or potentially going higher. I do not think the market is set up for that. I don't think the stock market, I don't think mortgages, I don't think the economy, I don't think the U.S. debt structure. It is all bad. The Fed and the market have been set up for cuts all year. If you watch this channel, you know they started 6 or 7. They are currently 3. And I think the chances of getting 3 rate cuts in 2024 are nearly zero. We are simply running out of time. Now, again, all of this can turn around. We could suddenly see shelter inflation or something else roll over. But I did want you to know that based on my conversation with Dan Bird about CPI and looking at the data and looking at commodities and looking at the calendar and looking at the base effect, the June CPI reading, and we're calling it early. We're calling it 2 months early. Nobody's talking about the June reading. We are here because I think the June reading could be the one that breaks the camel's back and causes the Fed to seriously consider no cuts or one higher. And again, this is important because we're not set up for it. The market's not set up for it. It could be all kinds of bad. So, again, CPI reading this week is expected to be 3.4. So we'll get into that now. So let's talk about the week ahead. We do have Fed Speaker Goolsbee talking today. I think Goolsbee is important. A lot of the Fed presidents are talking, you know, data dependent, you know, wait till Q4. We have Michelle Bowman saying we might need to go higher. Goolsbee is important for the doves. I think Goolsbee is the most dovish. I believe he gave a Fed talk last week, early in the week, where he still said his base case is 3 rate cuts. If Goolsbee today says anything like, my base case is not 3 rate cuts, watch out. We are seeing the Fed move and orient to less cuts, no cuts, and maybe going higher. Again, I don't think they will go higher. I just want them to have the threat of going higher. So Fed Goolsbee's talk today is important. Tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Wednesday. CPI headline is expected to be 3.5. Excuse me, 3.5, not 3.2. Last was 3.2. Core is expected to be 3.7. Last was 3.8. So what we're going to have is headline going up and core going down. Now, why would core go down but headline go up and go up meaningfully? Well, core does not include food or energy. So headline is food and energy, and we have seen food accelerate. Again, look for the video later today with Dan. I think it comes out at noon. We break down the commodity complex. We look at cocoa and sugar and coffee and all of these other commodities. It's a very in-depth discussion. When we look at the month-on-month numbers, they're both expected to come in at 0.3, off the boil a little bit from last month being 0.4. So that's Wednesday. Thursday, we get PPI. PPI, Producer Price Index, is behaving better than CPI. It is expected to come in at 0.3. Last month, it came in at 0.6. We will get more Fed speak as well. I forgot to say on Wednesday, we will also get Fed minutes. Basically, a rundown of what happened at the last Fed meeting. What I will be looking for in the Fed meeting was anybody talk about going higher. The dot plot didn't show it. Everybody was at terminal rate. I just want to see if they even talked about it. And then on Friday, we will get consumer sentiment. What is going on with the consumers? And then another Fed speech. So again, lots of stuff going on. Let's talk about what Cody Sanchez said, the three steps to getting rich. One, live like you're poor. Number two, increase your income. Number three, use your income to buy cash flowing assets. Folks, the recipe for getting rich is simple. Those are Cody's three. My three are very simple. Increase your discretionary income. Increase your discretionary income. Lower expenses, raise income, or do both. Number two, become elite. Folks, if you are going to become rich, you need to become elite at something. For me, it was a buy box of 93703, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, 2 baths in Fresno, California. Do your thing. I don't care what it is. Is it running a small business, vending machines, buying apartments, flipping homes, whatever. You've got to be able to become elite at something. And then you need to do it for a decade, right? You need to do it for a decade. So there you go. Let's move on to three important videos or topics that came out in the last 24 hours on my channel. Yesterday, folks, I released a video talking about the 10 things I learned making $200,000 on YouTube. Yes, folks, I shared with you a screenshot of my YouTube analytics, and I have been paid $200,000 on YouTube. What I did is I created a video for Gen X and baby boomers highlighting the 10 things that I did or I recommend you do to grow your community, your following, and yes, make money on YouTube. Second, I released a video to Jim Ingersoll. Jim Ingersoll and I did a presentation at his event back in 2020. I think it was early 2020. And it talked about how we avoided the housing crash. And what did we do to scale up? That is a presentation that only 300 people have seen. If you want to see me give that keynote presentation, the video is live. I think it came out yesterday at 9 o'clock. I think the title of the video is How We Avoided the Housing Crash. Again, I always find it very interesting that the crash bros who are renters talk about avoiding a housing crash, but they've never done it. We have. We made strategic moves. We made decisions. So again, check out that video. And then finally, we are marching towards 58,000 subs. I think I need 100 more subs. I'd love to get to 58,000 today. We don't normally get 100 new subs a day, but I figured if I ask you to like, subscribe, and comment, maybe you can help me get 100 new subscribers today, get to that new milestone of 58,000. Go ahead and help me out. Let's move on to Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon is concerned the economy is too strong, that inflation is too sticky, and that rates will have to stay higher for longer. Well, Jamie, No kidding. This is exactly what we have going on. We have a very, we have an economy that is exceeding expectations. We have inflation that is not only sticky, Jamie, but it's going the wrong direction. We now have an inflection point going higher. And finally, we are starting to see inflation, or we're starting to see the Fed acknowledge that we have rates going higher. Rates going higher. And I love the idea of celebrating 75,000 subs at the next meeting of One Rental at a Time. That would be a joy. Really tough to get there, but this audience, if you help me grow, tell your friends, tell your groups to join, maybe we get there. I would love to be at 75,000 next February. Thank you for that. So again, folks, I do expect CPI to be nasty in June. It will be, I think June CPI reading is going to be a problem. And if that, so let's just play this out. Again, we're now in June. We jump forward May, so we jump forward 60 days. CPI comes in at 3.7, 3.6. We now have inflation clearly going up. The Fed's going to have to knock it down. The Fed may have to go higher. The Fed may say no cuts. The Fed's going to react. And then the market will not be ready for it. That's what I see coming. So at the end, folks, have an amazing day. Like, subscribe, comment. Let's go for 75,000. I love it. I only get to 75,000 if you all help me. Tell a friend, tell your family, tell your groups. All of you are part of real estate groups, money groups. Tell them to check out One Rental at a Time, the Daily Financial News, our Millionaire Series. Just have a lot of fun. And again, thank you for being here. Making $200,000 on YouTube for a guy that didn't even know you could monetize is quite the accomplishment. I created a video again giving you the 10 things that I hope you take away. If you're in Gen X or you're a baby boomer, the opportunity is for you. You can do the same thing. It takes time. It takes consistency, but it is possible. There is nothing about what I've done that is hard. No jump cuts, no editing. No, I'm doing this. This is from my phone with a wired microphone. How much of a non-techie am I? So again, baby boomers, Gen X, there are too many 25-year-old life coaches. Please identify your passion. Please, it's easy to share your passion. Again, don't chase clicks. All the housing crash bros and doomers chose the wrong path. It's not the way to go. It may grow fast, but it's not the way you want to live your life. The opportunities are just not there. Folks, take care, have fun. Later.